Our host upon his stirrups stood anon, and said, "Good men, hearken every one. This was a thrifty tale for the nouns. Sir Parish Priest," quod he, "for God's bounds, tell us a tale as was thy forward yore. I see well that you learned men in law can muchel good by God's dignity." The parson answered him, "Bendicity. What ails the man so sinfully to swear?" Our host answered, "How, Jankin, be you there? I smell a lollard in the wind," quod he. "How, good men," quod our host, "hearken me. Abideth for God's diner passion, for we shall have a predication. This lollard here will preach on us somewhat." "Nay, by my father's soul, that shall he not," said the shipman. "Here shall he not preach. He shall no gospel glosson here nor teach. We believe all in the great God," quod he. "He would sow some difficulty, or springen cockle, in our clean corn. And therefore, host, I warn thee beforn, my jolly body shall a tale tell, and I shall clinken you so merry a bell that I shall waken all this company. But it shall not be of philosophy, nor fistlius, nor terms quaint of law. There is but little Latin in my maw." A merchant whilom dwelled at Saint Denis, that rich was, for which men held him wise. A wife he had of excellent beauty, and companionable and revelous was she, which is a thing that causes more dispense than worth is all the cheer and reverence that men them do at feasts and at dances. Such salutations and countenances passen as doth a shadow upon the wall. But woe is him that payen must for all, the silly husband all gate he must pay. He must us clothe and he must us array, all for his own worship, richly, in which array we dancen jollily. And if that he not may, peraventure, or else list no such dispense endure, but thinketh it is wasted and y lost, then must another payen for our cost, or lend us gold, and that is perilous. This noble merchant held a worthy house, for which he had all day so great repair, for his largesse, and for his wife was fair, that wonder is. But hearken to my tale.